ALO, your Stuck Travel Corral. I come in at Riff on IT and IT security out at RSA in San Francisco. And there are placards, big signs, that say threat is the new risk. It pained me. Threat is not the new risk. And if you know anything about risk management, if you know the fundamentals of risk management, stop the video now. Just stop. Save yourself some time. 30-second mark is what all my statistics will say in terms of when people stop watching this video. It's all right. It won't hurt me. If you want, hang out for just a minute as we talk about the very, very fundamentals of risk management, the very, very basics, right? IT security, information security, is all about managing risk, as we know. And the oldest, most fundamental formulas about that all recognize that threat is not the new risk. As a matter of fact, one of the first ones I was ever taught was that risk is equal to asset value multiplied by vulnerability value multiplied by threat. So how do you figure out any of those things? Well, A, you have a good asset management program. What are my assets? What are they used for? What is the value that they deliver to the organization? And you rank them 1 through 5, and you make buckets for what 1 through 5 means, right? 5 is $10 million and above, and 1 is a few $100,000, right? Something like that. Or if it's patient care, you rank based on patient care. So you have a good asset management program. 2, you have a good vulnerability management program. Vuln scanners are everywhere, you know, Tenable Nessus, what have you. You use something like that. You scan for your vulnerabilities, and you rank them against severity. Now, you need to use that impact, or you need to use the intersection of what the asset means, right? What the vulnerability means, because I have a critical sev whatever vuln on a box that no one really cares about that's used for the coffee maker. Well, wait, that's a bad example. Coffee maker would be high value. You know, toaster. Who cares about toast? We've got our coffee. Patch that one first. IoT toaster can wait. That's a level. And then the third area being threat management, right? Asset management, vulnerability management, threat management. Threat management, of course, being our ability to identify the threats, assess them, do threat modeling, which I love talking about any day of the week, and manage those threats accordingly, putting in place things to stop them. So, the fundamentals of risk management is risk. Asset multiplied by threat, vulnerability multiplied by threat. Now, if you are a professional risk management, if you're with Siricon or whatever, you're going to be like, Wolf, that's a gross simplification. We've come so much further than that, and I get that, and that's okay. Beat me up on social media or hit me up in comments. But the fact is, the fundamentals of how we started out in this industry was recognizing that it's the intersection of our assets and our vulnerabilities that allows the threat to do something that causes the risk. Threat is not the new risk. Another way of thinking about it is in terms of impact and likelihood. We can look at it that way too. I'm okay with that. So we can take a threat and say, what would the impact be on our environment? Again, towards our assets and towards our organization's ability to achieve its mission, and what would be the likelihood of that occurring, which we can determine from good threat intelligence, which we can determine from looking back in our own histories of what happened, which we can determine by looking at things like vulnerabilities. But even then, even if you say risk is impact and multiplied by likelihood, you're in the dark, man. You're in the dark. That was a very clever scheduling of my light. That's all I have. If you're at RSA, say hi. I present on Thursday at 2:45. Have a good one. I'll see you later.